A steady stream of Nova Scotia Power customers were looking for answers about their bills at a face-to-face information session in Sydney River last week. Nova Scotia Power set up the meeting to discuss higher-than-normal power bills since a cyber attack last March. Karen Eyre from Myra Road in Sydney went to the meeting after giving up trying to get to the bottom of things on the phone with a $700 bill. That's about double what she normally pays.
When you don't expect it, right? I was floored. I tried to call them and twice, and I was on hold for an hour waiting for a representative to take the call, and finally I just got frustrated and hung up. And then I heard like everybody else's bill, and it was my daughter that actually messaged me yesterday and said they were having this session here, that it's worth it to go figure out why the bill was so high. So I got off work early today and decided to come out.
But she says it was worth going to the meeting.
I'm pleased with it. When I got my bill last week or the week before, and it was outrageous. And when I usually get my bill, it's usually paid off because I pay every payday. And when I got in, I still had to pay $350. So I just went in there and they figured out what the mistake was, and now I'm credited.
What was the mistake?
Something about October bill. That was the October bill, whatever it was. They must have overcharged me or whatever it was, whatever she fixed it, and now I have a credit. And I don't have to pay that $350, so I was pretty pleased.
The Utilities Director of Customer Care, Chris Lantang, says NSP has been busy dealing with frustrated customers like Eyre since the cyber attack.
The last 10 months since the incident occurred has been challenging for our customers, and we acknowledge that. We've had to estimate bills for a long period of time.
Lantang says they are keeping the lines open to resolve any other issues customers have.
So for customers, one of the things that we've done right after we had to change the way we were billing back in the spring of last year is we let our customers know that there's no late charges and we're not charging interest on overdue accounts. What we're encouraging customers to do now that meter reads are coming in and we're able to see the usage that happened in their homes is to talk to us, find a solution. If they have found that balance is something that is concerning, we are willing to let them put that balance into an equal billing amount so they can spread it out over a year and continue to have it be interest-free.
About half of the utility's customers, 280,000, were affected by the breach. The utility believes names, addresses, social insurance numbers, and banking information could have been exposed. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.